God
spoke to me,
by his son, he made the world.
God, power
to purge our sins, God. At sundry.
So here we are, we are in the fourth chapter of Genesis, and Adam and Eve have been kicked out of the garden, and so now they go out and they begin to populate after God has put them out of the Garden of Eden, and now they have to go back into the land where they were created from. So they have a child, they have one child, Cain, then they have another child, Abel. So Cain was a farmer, Abel was a shepherd. So in the process of time, they go to bring their different offerings to the Lord. And of course, Abel's offering was something that he took his first fruits and he really thought about it and he wanted to give his best to God. And he goes to God, and God is very respectful of what Abel brings to the table, per se. So Cain comes with his little whatever filthy offering, and the Lord doesn't have any respect for it. So what happens? Cain becomes angry. He gets angry because his brother is doing better than he is doing, because his brother is accepted and he is not. So God, being God, the Lord, who is love, and even though Cain came and brought something that was very unacceptable to the Lord still tries to counsel Cain, and he goes to Cain and asks him, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? And he tells, and then the Lord tells him why he is angry and why his countenance is fallen. Because he told him, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, then sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. It's simply saying that if you do well, you will be accepted by the Lord. Which, doing well is being in the will of God. Now, it's not saying that we're doing well in the way we want to do well. But when you're in the will of God and you are doing what the Lord expects and commands us to do, then you will be accepted by the Lord. And if you do not, then sin is going to be waiting at the door to overcome you. Sin's desire is going to be for you, because now you are not accepted by the Lord. All right, so did Cain take any of this advice? No. He went right over and talked to his brother Abel, and then when they were out in the field, he killed him. I'm sure all of you know this story, so it's a very famous story. Even people who are not Christians have heard about the story of Cain and Abel. So he killed his brother, and the Lord comes and asks him, where is your brother? And he tells the Lord, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? So the Lord just overlooks that lie and goes straight to it and says, what have you done, Cain? You say your brother's blood is crying from the ground, and now you're going to be cursed from the earth, and the earth is not going to yield its fruit to you, and you're going to be a vagabond and a fugitive. So now this is the interesting part. That's why a lot of times I call this book the Book of Cain, because it's really about Cain. And so Cain goes and does this treacherous, evil, unthinkable act. He goes and kills his brother simply because he's jealous, simply because his brother's doing better than he is. So he wants to rid himself of the competition. And plus, it's his brother. So it's something that almost anybody would look at and just think is the most vile, evil thing a person could do. So, but even with this, and even the fact that Abel was the person who was doing well and was accepted by the Lord, and Cain slew him, when the Lord confronts Cain about it and issues out his punishment, And Cain says that his punishment is too much, that he's going to be a vagabond in the earth, and he's going to be a fugitive, and anybody who finds him is going to kill him. So at this point, God makes this law, or makes a declaration, that whoever does anything to Cain, vengeance will be taken upon them sevenfold. So Cain goes out from the presence of the Lord. He goes to the land of Nod. He has a wife. Now this is another debate about, you know, who was Cain's wife? Where did she come from? At this point, the Bible says there was Adam and Eve, and there was Abel and Cain. So a lot of people say, well, you know, Adam had more children, so obviously it had to be one of his sisters. I'm of the opinion that it was a fallen angel. That there's many times in the Bible where you see where angels were in the picture, like in Sodom and Gomorrah. The angels were walking in, and the men of the city wanted to have sex with them. The Bible even says that the sons of God, in the next chapter when we get into Noah, the Bible even says that the sons of God were mingling with the sons of men, and the offspring of these relationships brought about the Nephilim, and that these people were great, renowned people because they had a divine nature to them. So Cain goes off to the land of Nod, and he has his child, he has a son, he builds a city, names it after his son, and so he has descendants that come into play, and eventually you get to one of the descendants who is named, then you have a descendant who is named Lamech, and so this descendant of Cain's goes out and kills two people, a man and a boy, but he says that he tells his wives that it was defense, that one of them wounded him and one of them struck him. And he defended himself and he killed him. So now his argument is that, okay, so if vengeance would take Cain sevenfold, then vengeance should be taken on me 70-fold. And by vengeance being taken on me, I mean that if somebody is to try to take vengeance because I killed those two people, because I killed that guy and that boy because they attacked me, if vengeance is taken, if somebody takes vengeance on me, then vengeance should be taken on them 70-fold, since the Lord said that vengeance would be taken on Cain 7-fold if anyone tries to take vengeance upon Cain and kill him or whatever. So, see, this is his rationale, because he's basically saying that, okay, well, Cain killed his brother for no reason. He killed his brother in cold-blooded murder because of competition, because he wanted to get rid of the competition. He just said, I'll just eliminate the competition. And then Abel won't be doing better than me. So but he's saying, yes, I killed somebody, but I was defending myself, and they started it. So that is where my question comes in, where I ask, is the Lord a just God? In the fact that even with Cain, okay, so a lot of us would say, especially in this day and time, Cain at least needs to do life in prison and maybe even suffer the death penalty for his crime. But the Lord didn't do that. The Lord had mercy, but the Lord is a merciful God. So the question is the Lord just and fair? Okay, and obviously the answer is yes, but in a man's eyes, a lot of times, that's not true. So, but another question that I have for the audience is what this descendant, Lamech, is what he's saying true? That, okay, now, just like if you were going to court today and they had a previous case that it was settled or judgment was made, and that judgment was made in a certain way, your lawyer could go back and argue that you deserve the same fairness, okay? But does that hold true? Because just because the Lord did it for Cain, does that mean he's going to do it for Lamech? I mean, you would think that the answer would be, of course, yes. But at the same time, he hasn't spoken to the Lord about it. Cain spoke to the Lord about it. Cain asked for mercy and said that his punishment was too great. So a lot of times, even in today's court, a lot of times your attitude goes in a long way into the play of how you are sentenced. If you come in there and show remorse and things of that nature or anything, really a lot of things play into the sentencing. So that is why I was asking, is the Lord fair and a just God? And I'm going to vote that he is. And I'm sure that most Christians will, but I'm asking even more deeply, how is he fair? Why do you think he's fair and just? And if he does one thing for somebody or meets out a certain type of justice or sentence or whatever you want to call it for one person, does that mean that if somebody else comes along that does a similar or lesser or greater crime or sin, that they can use that and say, well, okay, well, the Lord said that if anybody took vengeance upon Cain, that vengeance would be taken upon them seven times worse than what they did to Cain. So he's saying, hey, I'm not as guilty as Cain was. So if somebody tries to come and take vengeance upon me for me killing that man and that boy, then they should 70 times the vengeance should be taken on them. So I just read you what Lamech said to his wives. He said, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech. For I have killed a man for wounding me and a young man for hurting me. If Cain be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech should be avenged 70-fold. So is that true? Is that a true statement that Lamech has made? Okay, so back into the presence of the Lord, back with Adam and with Eve. So Adam knew his wife, and that doesn't mean he just knew her or knew her name. You know what knew means in the Bible. I mean, somebody's not going to ask you, do you know who your wife is? Do you know your wife? They mean Adam and Eve had sex, and she bore another son named Seth, for God had appointed another seed for her instead of Abel, who Cain killed. So as for Seth, to him, he had a son too that was born, and his name was Enosh. And that's when men began to call upon the name of the Lord. When the great-grandchildren, well, the grandchild of Adam and Eve came along, Enosh, that's when men begin to call on the name of the Lord. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and be sure to leave your comments, questions, or things that you want to hear about, and I will do everything I can to accommodate. Thank you. This has been another episode of Know the Word and Know God. This is your host, Wiley Walker, signing off. Good night.